Hello, everybody. Welcome to an episode of the Afropreneur Podcast. My name is Uwemapwan, and beside me is
Blessing Abeng. Your name is Oko Uwemapwan. That's four syllables. Mine is Blessing
Abeng. I'm so good. My dad named
Blessing
me twice.
Abeng. Is mine three syllables or two syllables?
Two. Three.
Let's not go there.
So, guys, what are we discussing today, Blessing?
Why are you putting me on the spot?
I like to be on the spot.
Wow. Okay, it's fine. Okay, today we'll be discussing outsourcing. At what point should a startup outsource?
I think the question we should start with, or what we should try to explain, is what's outsourcing in the first place?
When teachers, tell us.
Do I look like a lecturer?
Is that what you're going to be telling your people? Is that what you're telling
but you brought the topic out
there? I didn't bring the topic. I just said it.
Really?
So what is outsourcing?
Outsourcing is basically handing over core sessions of your business to a third party to carry out for you.
Does it have to be core?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be core, but it's always part of your business process, or a part of your business process to a third party to perform for you. And obviously, many people outsource for different reasons. There are a range of reasons to outsource, and there are many aspects of your businesses you can actually outsource. It all depends on what your business goals are, and even the type of services you are offering. The very big companies, or the biggest companies, actually outsource. I can give you one very good example: Apple. Apple do not make the chips in their phones. The chips that are in Apple phones are actually made by Samsung. So sometimes it's not all about competition. Sometimes it's about finding the best ways to carry out your business and making the best out of it.
But then now we're talking about small businesses, so totally, I understand why big businesses will want to outsource and do all of that. But do you think small businesses should be outsourcing?
In some cases, yes.
Like what?
First of all, you need to understand your business. I understand what part of your business can you outsource, and will outsourcing be beneficial to you as a business in terms of your profit, in terms of your customers, in terms of longevity? Will you make you profitable in the long term? So yes, I believe that small businesses can outsource. It's not a must, but small businesses can outsource. And you outsource for a range of reasons. I know the number one reason is to reduce cost.
Well, funny thing is, that's actually not the number one reason according to statistics.
What's the number one reason according to statistics?
According to statistics is to focus on your core business. So in order to able to deliver on your brand promise, on the core things, to focus on the core things you're doing, you now get other people to do the rest, to be able to ensure that your business processes are running well. But 36% of people outsource for that reason. Peter Drucker said that people should do what they do best and outsource the rest.
Exactly.
But then again, outsourcing, as cheap as it sounds, it also costs money when you're looking at it from a small business angle.
Of course. And that's why I said you look at your business and look at how much it will impact, or how will it will impact your business. Say, for example, you are into manufacturing of soap. Okay, let me use soap.
Why soap?
But
why soap? Why
did you I'm just soap? I just, that's the first thing that came to my mind. So to have a very good soap brand, what do you need? You need the ingredients for your soap. You need your soap manufacturing machines. Is that tautology? You also need good branding or packaging. Now, if I look at it and I find out that packaging, or you buying the cartons and, you know, getting a very good brand involves me employing more people, and that will mean I have to pay more staff, I can decide to outsource to a company that already does it in bulk, and I'll get a cheaper rate. So you see where outsourcing comes in there. Or you can say, I have the ingredients for my soap. I know the percentage of the concentrate I want in my soap, how I want to mix it. There's this company that does soaps in bulk. All we just need to all I just need to do is just give them the formula for my soap and then they do it for me. But yeah, there are dangers to it because somebody can steal your own intellectual property and all that. Yes, there are risks to everything. There's risk to business generally.
So what's the difference between, because what you just described made me, got me thinking, me giving out branding activities to someone else, is that outsourcing or contracting?
Very good
question.
Question.
I know, I'm smart. If I don't ask questions like this, who will?
Then let me see.
I think with contracting, the task cannot be handled internally.
Yeah.
Cannot at all.
At all.
Okay. So you probably do not have the capacity at all to handle it. While with outsourcing, it can be performed. It probably can be explored.
Yeah.
But you just cannot because maybe it will take your time. Or it's complex,
you have to employ more people, exactly. you know that.
But I'm here thinking, right, for example, what a lot of small businesses outsource these days, in fact, what I currently outsource is finances. I outsource my financials because it's kind of cumbersome trying to do it alone. And then trying to get the right account, and a lot of people have a cake mentality, accounting, this thing. And those that don't, they're very expensive. But now the accounting firms that are tailored for small businesses, so I can outsource to those kind of people. But then there's still small businesses that can't still afford that kind of financial burden.
So they have to do it in-house themselves.
So if I can learn it and do it, maybe I can figure out my profit and loss. Maybe there's an app like Wave Apps that can do my invoicing for me and calculate all those other things. Do I really need to now outsource my accounting?
I think the question is, every entrepreneur has to ask himself, how do I stop myself from being a cost center and finding a way to operate more efficiently and better? Like in your example, there are times where you can handle it yourself, but as you grow and grow, you definitely need an accountant. Because you don't have that time to start going through records, you don't you cannot start piecing invoices and all that. So there are times to do it yourself when you're nimble, when you're small. But as you grow, there are certain services or certain things you just have to outsource for peace of mind. And because you want to focus on your core, the core aim of running your business and succeeding. Because at the end of the day, some of these additional actions or functions can serve as a distraction if you're not careful. And then, like I said before, there are many things you can outsource. You can actually outsource HR, hiring of people. So rather than go through CVs, you can get somebody else to do it for you. You can outsource PR.
As a small business?
Yes, as a small business. There are actually small startups that help recruit for
are you serious startups. Now? Yeah. That's news to me for HR.
Yeah.
I knew about accounting, but I didn't know about HR. Yeah. But that's really lovely. And I also knew about law.
Legal services.
I don't even think that's outsourcing. I think that's contracting because, like, I'm not a lawyer. It's only outsourcing when you are a lawyer and you choose not to do it.
Well, but some of these things, you can actually go to CAC, like the claim. That's the body that registers businesses in Nigeria and do some of these
things. Can do it online, yourself. In your
they
face.
They claim. But you can also get a lawyer.
I believe in my country. Arise, O compatriots. Nigeria calls Obi.
Let me tell you one quote thing. People outsource
Is that the right thing? Did I just say the right thing?
And it's beginning to increase over time, virtual assistants.
Oh yeah, that's really cool. So there's more businesses that do that.
Yeah, so you have a PA that just runs around for you behind the scene. You don't employ him, so you don't have to pay benefits, but he gets the job done for you.
Well, that's epic, cool. Freelance PA. Oh well. So there are six top reasons why people outsource: to focus on core business, to reduce costs, to improve quality, because those guys are probably
experts in their field.
So that sort of creates some level of efficiency, increase speed to the market so the thing gets there on time, and then foster innovation. So because of the experts that exist within the place you're outsourcing it to, they'll be able to innovate around
and even learn
the idea.
You learn because as a small business owner, I expect you to always ask questions and say, okay, take me through why you're doing this and that. Obviously they won't tell you everything, but you definitely learn, pick one or two things.
So and them. It also reduces risk on my side because now I don't have to worry about you
Exactly.
So if anything goes wrong, I can blame you. I'm like, you are using my business to do tumbo, whatever. You would have to like you figure it out. I didn't want to hear your story. So some things entrepreneur.com. I was reading entrepreneur.com and some of the things they actually advise people to outsource, which now I'm beginning to even agree with. Not everybody is a content person. Not everybody can create content,
and it's not easy too.
Because I work in that field, I totally understand it. So please don't be, and it's hard, it's not easy to be creating blog posts and posting on social media. People, do you know one of the most annoying things that's happened to me in this my branding and communications life is people come and they tell you, is it not social media? What's there? Is it social media you've not done before? I post on my page every day.
50 words, of 100 words. It's not just
Do you understand?
Blog post.
And people are not willing to pay for it because, I mean, it's just social media. But it's when you do it. You know, I was talking to a small business entrepreneur and the person was gisting me how she was handling her social media page. And after like 2 weeks, she came and she was like, I respect you communications people. It's not easy. Outsource it. Email marketing too. Not everybody is good at this thing. Yeah. Some people are experts at using MailChimp, at using Constant Capital. Constant Contact. At using all these things. So just leave it to them to handle. Shikina. Yeah. Accounting is really key, guys. Especially now that tax people are running up and down. If you're in Nigeria, get an account. Outsource your accounting. I think Accountia is one of the
startups that are really
and they're really
efficient.
Cheap. It's like $2.5 per month or something. So you can as well get them to audit for you, go through your books and all those cool things
your taxes
that people
SEO.
SEO is a big deal, yo.
Yeah, you can outsource that. There are people that are very good at SEO. And SEO is a big deal because people think it's just go to your website, change the title of the website, you know. It's a lot of work. And sometimes as CEOs, you don't have time for this. You don't have time to focus on...
Let's do a quick test. If you're on your phone right now or you're listening with a laptop or whatever it is, you're definitely connected to the internet. So just open Google and search for your business name. Are you on the first page?
No,
are
going
you
too far.
Number one on that first page?
Why don't they just search their names?
In fact, yes, it's true. Try your name. That's how you know how important SEO is. So you really want to be on the first page. And the best thing that can happen to you is if you're number one.
Yeah.
On that first page. This is why you'll be thanking your parents if they give you a unique name.
Yeah, right. And I think you can outsource is your customer service. You know, customer service is a very, very big deal. So you can get some people to handle just picking calls and getting...
Are you sure you can
outsource
Yes,
you can. You have people that run professional call centers that all they do is just...
And they're affordable.
Yes, they're affordable.
Because me, I'm all about... You know how I'm...
Personalized.
No, it's
not
just that. It's also I try to advise small businesses against overcapitalization. So if you can avoid it, avoid it.
You have a point. Well, when outsourcing, there are several things you also have to note. Have a contract with whoever you're outsourcing with.
That's very important.
You don't just wake up, agree with somebody and that. Have a contract, have the deliverables.
I have a question.
Go on.
Okay, we already established that you may not outsource to a lawyer. But what if you're outsourcing to a lawyer and you are not a lawyer but you need to prepare a contract? Who will prepare that contract that the lawyer is going to sign?
But you and I know that with Google right now, you can find templates
online.
It's
not that easy. This person is a qualified lawyer. And
with
me, I'm using Google.
You can go online and find... simple templates.
Forgive my paranoia. I'm African. I just feel like a lot of people are out there.
Are you a lawyer?
Exactly my problem.
No, my question to you is, are you a lawyer?
No.
How many people have you signed agreements with in the past few months?
I have a lawyer.
No. Did your lawyer go through all of them?
Yes, my lawyer did. So yes, I outsource my law. No, I contract my law activities to my lawyer.
So another thing to note while assessing is do your background check. Google them, find out what they've done before, find out the companies they worked for. You don't just wake up and decide to give somebody
your money,
a key part of your business to run for you. So you need to do your background check
and ensure that they're not scam people. You know, we're in Africa. it's very important, because everybody's okay, not everybody, but a lot of people are looking for ways to make money without working for it, and they think that fraudulence is work. So help yourself,
and then give them deliverables. That's one of the best ways to check and to see if the job is getting done. And with outsourcing, you have to be brutal. Results are what matter, not actions. So you
preach,
you sort of build them according to the results they give you. So, and that's where agreements and contracts actually come in. So you have to be careful. So yes, it's okay to outsource. We tend to do it in our businesses one way or the other.
Wait, I think we should address this. That so there are different levels of small businesses. My small business might not be your small business, and it might not be your Basira's small business.
That's why they call it an SME, small and medium scale enterprises.
I'm not even talking about
it's a
medium.
Range of
well, you don't even understand. I'm not even talking about medium. I'm still saying within that small business, there are some small business that are micro. They are small. If you know your own is small, for example, you're still a one-man business and you've not expanded yet, or like, whose payroll are you managing now? Except your own payroll. Who's do you understand what I'm saying? So the things, which customer service do you want to do when you're getting like five contracts in a year? I'm not wishing that for you. I mean, you're paying to expand, but if you think you can handle it, if you be your own customer service person first, start from where you are. Don't go and start incurring costs because you're trying to look a certain way.
The thing is, there has to be a case before you can outsource. Let's say that maybe you're having too many calls, you cannot handle.
No, sometimes it's good to plan ahead, but plan wisely ahead. Be strategic about this thing.
Exactly.
As Tunde first, I would say, go for the cheaper option. Not the cheap option, but the cheaper option. So the difference between that is, it doesn't have to be cheap, just a little cheaper for the quality you desire.
So if you have any questions for us, you can send the questions at theafropreneur.net. You can also reply this post or this podcast. Then you can reach us on our social media
at theafropreneur. And then you can comment. Please comment on this post. We don't have a lot of people commenting and sharing.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then we get a lot of downloads. We get emails. But we don't get people sharing. Guys, sharing is caring, yo. Imagine we don't share this information with you. There'll be nothing for you to download. So share. Give someone else. Comment with another person's name.
Yeah. So till next week, I remain Uwemakwan,
and I remain your girl. Blessing. I beg.
Have a lovely week and be awesome, people.
Bye. You've got to save, you've got to save, you've got to save it.